Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Fan After Dark's coming up at 7. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here the boys are. Little TD Tuesday.
All right, let's do it. We're about to get to some TD Tuesday, but we do have the updated college football playoff rankings. We're going to give you. We'll break more of that down during crosstalk. But your updated playoff rankings, Indiana and Ohio State continue to be 1-2. Ohio State at 1, Indiana at 2. Georgia at 3, Texas Tech moving up to 4. So those would be your four teams with the byes. You've got Oregon at 5. Ole Miss moves up to number 6. The Aggies, after their loss to Texas, are down at 7. OU at 8. Bama at 9. Notre Dame, the Irish at 10. And then here's where it's interesting. BYU at 11. Miami at 12. Texas at 13. Texas is not getting in, boys. It's going to take a lot of upsets during the championship weekend. And even if it does, I think BYU being at 11, if they're able to beat Texas Tech, they get the Big 12 championship representative. They're not knocking Tech out. I think you'd then get two Big 12 teams. And right now, the two teams out are BYU and Miami, because the ACC champ would take that slot, which right now could be Virginia, if they're able to win. And then the American champion, which will be number 24, North Texas, versus number 22, Lane, would take the 12 seed. So I don't think the Horns are going to be in this thing. And it looks like Miami, if, say, Bama were to lose, and then they want to knock them out, although they're not trying to penalize teams for losing their conference championship, Miami would probably be the first team in over Bama. But the projected spreads in a rematch, OU and Bama, OU favored by 1. A&M hosting Notre Dame, a pick'em, also a rematch. Ole Miss hosting Virginia. Ole Miss right now would be favored by 14. Oregon hosting the North Texas Mean Green. In this projection, if they're able to beat Tulane, Ducks would be favored by 15.5. That's kind of what you're looking at right now.
That'd be a fun trip out to Eugene, wouldn't it?
I was about to say, it'd be an absolute blast. By the way, Joey got back to us. I told him, congrats from all of us. He said, thanks. Appreciate you boys.
We appreciate it.
Nice. Yeah. Salute to Joey. Okay. And don't get me wrong, I don't think you should be complaining about having 3 losses and not being in. I think it's okay to have fun and hope.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong for the committee for leaving you out. I do find the angle fascinating, like what's going to happen to the out-of-conference games if you don't put Texas in. You know, it didn't take long for them to be like, "Oh, we got to protect our non-conference again." So, I think I'd love to see the non-conference move to like you're not in control of it.
We've already seen some scheduling changes. I think I saw a clip where Alabama, they dropped South Florida, and picked up like East Carolina. Okay. So they've kind of, there's been some like teams have kind of looked at this and say, well, We don't want to play somebody like South Florida for early in the season was like knocking off, you know, top 20 programs right off the jump, and then so
that just makes sense.
Teams are like, listen, if we'll just schedule we'll schedule lesser opponents. Nothing against East Carolina or anything like that, but teams are going to start doing that. They're not going to have the games like that that we've had, you know, in the past.
I mean, winning it all can be worth 40, 50 million bucks.
Oh, yeah. Big time money. All right, let's get to the best calls from college and pro football because it's time for TD Tuesday.
Boom, shakalak. Boom, shakalak. Boom, shakalak. TD Tuesday, shakalak.
And we start in the frigid temperatures of Pittsburgh where Josh Allen stealing TDs with his legs.
Allen in the shotgun here with Ty Johnson to his right on third and goal from the 8. Here's the snap. Allen going to keep it. Going to look to bust it outside. Lowers the shoulder. The surge pushing him forward. Progress. He's in for the touchdown for the down. The beast has been released as he goes 8 yards for a touchdown.
Shout out to Josh Allen. He passed Cam Newton for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback.
Bills radio with the call.
Yep, there it is. As the beast was released. Let's go to Carolina with the Panthers. My gosh, they did it. They beat the Rams. Just ram it. Well, not today. Not in the Panthers' house. Bryce Young finding one of our draft crushes. Teteroa McMillan.
It's 4th and 2 from the L.A. 43. Rams crowd the line of scrimmage with a one-high safety look. Bryce off play action. Has time in the pocket. Throws downfield for McMillan. Makes the catch of the 20. He's got the 10. The 5. Touchdown, T-Mac. Touchdown, Carolina. And the Panthers take the lead with 6:34 to go.
Ooh, they're having fun there, Carolina Panthers Radio Network. Who knows? Maybe they'll end up winning that division. Maybe.
Oh, you could see it for sure. Maybe. Yeah, Tampa's on the ropes. Biggest opportunity in offensive play calling, I feel like, going for the big play on 4th and short.
Yeah.
They're guarding the sticks.
Yeah. Here goes Big Tet. Bang!
Unless you're the LSU quarterback and they call a perfect play and he doesn't throw it to the guy he's supposed to.
Oh,
it's
no.
Oklahoma.
Oh, no. Yeah. Hey, that Oklahoma defense is real.
We know that. They are real.
What else is real? The Chicago Bears continue to get it done. Black Friday special. Taking on the Eagles. Caleb Williams finds the tight end for pay dirt.
Ball on the 28. Snap to Caleb. Fakes to Swift. Rolling to his left. Being chased. Going to throw deep. He's got Komet over the shoulder. End zone. Touchdown, Bears. Touchdown, Cole Komet. What a play call by Ben Johnson. And a throw perfectly timed. Caleb to Cole. Bears extend the lead. 23-9.
Bears radio with the call. Yeah, it was a great play. Rolling left. Here we go. Over the top. And we start doing the Bears dance.
Oh, yeah, it had Bear Johnson ripping his darn shirt off, huh? Everybody's getting hot dogs.
Yeah, the free hot dogs. Like that. Man of the people, Ben Johnson.
Winner circle.
He definitely seems like a guy who likes to get a little bit cocky when things are going his way, but he also comes across pretty reserved.
Yeah.
But he was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and rip this shirt off. Probably did some post-game push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, everybody's getting free dogs on me.
Hey, head out the winner's circle out there and get your free dogs. All right,
let's go. And the line was so long, by the way.
Oh, I bet it was.
The longest line.
Come on, you're doing that. Let's go to the Bengals. Cincinnati. Oh, Turkey Day. TDs. Joe Burrow. He's back.
Joe is ready. Catches the shotgun snap. Begins scrambling right.
Oh, there he is.
Throwing downfield for Hudson.
Oh!
He's got it.
Wow.
Touchdown,
wow.
Bengals.
Wow.
What an adjustment to the ball by Hudson. And he knocks over the back right pylon for a 14-yard touchdown.
Dave Lapham's just the man, dude. He's like all of us. He's just like cheerleading like a cheerleader.
He is a cheerleader in the box.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty awesome, man. Joe Burrow makes his return.
Yeah.
And you saddle up and take down the Ravens like that.
The Ravens.
That's good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, here we go. CeeDee Lamb and the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cowboys Spanish call, Victor Villalba getting it done alongside CeeDee Lamb.
Formación escopeta atrás, busca fresca flota, banda derecha, ahí está anotación. ¿Y con quién? ¿Con quién? ¿Cuál controversia? CeeDee Lamb dentro de las diagonales, esquina derecha.
Tercera anotación de CeeDee Lamb, se había tardado poco a poquito. Y nos amanecemos, dicen por ahí en mi tierra. Anotación de los Dallas Cowboys, responden de gran forma. 7-6 por lo pronto el marcador en una serie ofensiva donde hizo historia CeeDee Lamb y le ponen la cereza al pastel con un touchdown.
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 Thank you, Victor, for the call and the excitement. And that was in the moment where you're seeing in real time, okay, CeeDee's ready to have the bounce back game.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Needed it. Hope it carries over to Thursday night. Let's go to Green Bay, where the Packers and Jordan Love, my goodness gracious, he was putting on a show, finding Dontavian Wicks for the TD.
Love steps up, points across in the formation, drops back into the shotgun. Here's the snap and fourth down, rushes on. Love looking off his back foot.
Oh, he's open.
Left side.
Yes!
Dontavian Wicks! Yes! Makes a leaping catch at the 30-yard line number. First down, Green Bay. There is your
dagger!
A turkey day dagger right through the Lions.
I love when Wayne breaks out that there is your dagger. He has not done it a lot this year.
Yep.
It used to be the phrase. Like, they win the Super Bowl in 2010. He's breaking that thing out. Yep. Saved it for this one. Big Turkey Day win for Green Bay. Although I hope you lose out. Screw you. Kansas City. Had to get a little Kansas City Chief in here, especially since Cowboys went BTA on you. But take it away, Chiefs Radio. Patrick Mahomes finding Hollywood.
Mahomes raises the right leg, gets the snap going, fires back in the end zone, caught, the 2 feet in bounds, yes, Hollywood Brown, touchdown, Kansas City gargles the sweet nectar of the end zone on a 10-yard touchdown at the back of the end zone, great footwork by Hollywood Brown.
It's not just the team that's kind of losing it this year.
Yeah.
Even Mitch has had some slips.
You know, a little bit of slippage.
His color guy probably goes, what'd you just say?
He's got that Rodney Harrison. I think they're just tired.
Yeah.
Gargles the sweet nectar
of the end zone.
It's been a long season. It really has.
He's had as many Super Bowls and conference championship games. I mean, gosh.
Got to freshen it up, honey. What do you think about this? This
week he's going to be gargling it, sugar. What do you think? I think the Chargers are going to get it done versus the Raiders. Of course, they did 31-14, and a large part thanks to Kamani Vidal, 59-yard scamper.
And there's the pitch to Vidal. He's got to get to the corner, and he does. There he goes, into plus territory. Vidal on his horse. 30, 20, 10. Kamani Vidal, touchdown, Chargers. 59 yards. And the energy is back in the building.
Yeah, it is. I love when the energy's back. You
don't
want
to get a Matt Money.
You never want it to go away.
You need it back. Yeah, Matt Money Smith with the call. Shout out to the Chargers. Should we go to Miami? We really have not a lot of Dolphins TDs because usually it sounds like they're underwater. What do you guys think of the audio here as Achan for 30 as the Dolphins? Wow, winning games.
Achan, the running back, first and 10 Miami from the Saints' 30-yard line. Achan sweep to the right side, around the corner, and he's down the sideline! Touchdown, Miami!
Thank you, Dolphins Radio.
Is that Joe Rose?
Yeah, Joe Rose does the color.
Jimmy Cephalo?
They're doing exactly what Dolphin fans have to just be like, why? What is happening? We were one of the worst teams in football. Now you've racked off, what, like 4 out of 5?
They played a bunch of nobodies.
And they're going to put themselves at like a 7-10 season. screw their draft pick.
That's right.
They're terrible. They're going to be out of the quarterback race.
The Dolphins way. The Jets won a couple, too, as soon as they traded Sauce and Quinnen.
Weird.
There's something to it. Like, it's making a dark cloud over the team when the trade deadline's coming up. And
they're rejuvenized afterwards, and they come out play inspired football.
It's weird.
It's a galvanizer.
Need a sports psychologist to study it. You know what I love?
What?
College TDs.
Yep.
Especially Irish TDs.
Hubba.
When
Irish
it comes
eyes, huh?
With the fake punt. Are you kidding me? 84 yards? No way!
Irish fake it. Oh, it's a beautiful fake. It's complete across the 40. Now a man to beat down the far sideline. 40, 30, 20, 10. It's a touchdown. Luke Talich scores on special teams. 84-yard fake punt. And the Irish have scored again.
Unbelievable. I love the play call.
It's pretty gutsy.
Yeah,
against Stanford, though? What are we doing?
Well,
just having some fun, trying to run up the score, trying to get the get the style points.
We need the style points.
It's style point season,
I'm
brought
trying
us.
To kick them out of the playoff. They're saying, F you. I'm staying in the playoff, and we're rematching Texas A&M.
Save that thing for the playoff, man.
Yeah, save it for the Aggies in College Station. That's where they'd play right now.
Oh, this one's going to hurt.
This one's going to hurt.
This one's going to sting a little bit.
We're going to go LSU, Oklahoma.
You go to Norman.
Wide receiver.
Trying to do something on offense. They couldn't.
It's the only time they scored.
Until now.
Only time it mattered.
Take it away, John Mateer.
Mateer to throw, looking right.
Been sacked eight times today.
Deep across the middle, wide open behind the defense. Zatania, all alone. Yeah. Touchdown! Touchdown! Blown coverage, Isaiah Zatania. 58 yards. Sooner magic on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Sooner magic blown on a Saturday
coverage.
Night.
Gained about 7 yards the whole game. Blown coverage.
I know. I was hoping LSU would pull that upset for you.
I was too.
That would have been hilarious to watch Carter Freeman. Yeah, what are you going to have? You got to wear a Sooners jock strap or something
like
that?
I don't know. Actually, I got him the general manager, Jim Nagy from Oklahoma, the general manager of their team, football team. He's going to visit with their show. So I got him as a guest.
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
That's a good pull right there. Yeah.
Okay, not a good pull. The single worst play a quarterback made this week and potentially all season. We go to Seattle where the Vikings just did the dumbest thing ever.
Fourth down and one at the Seattle 4. Handoff, play fake, Brosmer being chased. Brosmer is going to go down as he throws. It's intercepted. Coming back to the near side. Far side, 50. Down to the 40. Being chased. 20. 10. It's Jones who is intercepted. His fourth pass of the year. And this one goes to the house. From back near the 10-yard line, Ernest Jones. Jones with a pick six. Brosmer just tries to fling it, and there is Jones right there. Boy, this rookie is getting a lesson right now.
Did you the Minnesota call wasn't up?
Nope.
No.
Wasn't there.
Oh, wow, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I know. Was,
in fact, they didn't have any touchdowns. They didn't have any calls up. Why? They got shut out.
No TDs.
Like 230-something games in a row they had not
Can you imagine? You work all week long. You're grinding, okay? You're in the weight room. You're in the film room. You're on the practice field.
So sad.
You get to Sunday. You got 4 hours to see one TD, and you don't even get that.
You can't even get one? Not even one? Oh, I got a couple more left here. We go overtime. TD Tuesday overtime. And that's what we do in football season here. Let's go to Baker. Fire him, Ken. Fire him. But he's finding a big boy. It's Tristan Wirfs.
Third down and goal from the 2. Play action fake, dropping a throw, made fake, drop here, throws left side. Caught ball, touchdown to an eligible receiver, Tristan Wirfs. Tristan Wirfs, a little chicanery.
Chicanery. Every call you make, Gene, is chicanery.
Shout out to Gene, we love you.
Shout out to Arch Manning, we love you too.
Arch has the snap, design run, goes straight up the middle, first down and more. Arch breaks free. Say goodnight to this one. Arch Manning, touchdown, Texas. The second year in a row, Manning has a rushing touchdown against the Aggies.
And Bennett Broad is
firing
fire
that cannon.
Fire that cannon. Fire, baby, fire.
Epic.
Archer split the defense, baby, touchdown, Texas. Shout out to Craig Way. You're the man. We love
Craig,
you.
Craig, do you guys think he profiles more as a wide receiver or tight end of the next level?
I don't know.
He's a long strider.
He certainly has the stride. Maybe he could play some tight end.
He can fly.
The quarterback thing doesn't work. Yeah, he can run. All right, let's shut it down with Texas Tech. Baron Morton. And they're getting ready to do this, hopefully, on Saturday. A lot of TDs at Jerry World. But Baron Morton finding Cameron Dickey for the TD.
Four-man rush. He has time. Rolls to his right.
Back of the end
throws
zone.
Back of the end zone. Wide open. Touchdown, Red Raiders. Cameron Dickey.
That guy's got a great voice.
That's a
Texas Tech play-by-play guy.
What's that guy? He used to be on Channel 8 here.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah. He used to be on Channel 8 here.
I'm going to find out who it is.
Dale Hansen.
Dale Hansen moved him on. Dale told him to.
Hired him. Hit
the bricks.
Hit the bricks. Yeah, he's been doing a long time, Tech football. But he was with
Brian Jensen.
Brian Jensen, yeah.
He's crushing it. Thank you, Brian. There's another edition of TD Tuesday in the books.
I love it. Thank you, boys. Okay, we'll crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you next in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.